Lesson 7, The Heavens Are Telling. It is difficult, if not impossible, to look at a beautiful painting without thinking about the artist who painted it, to see the magnificent buildings of Vatican City, or the majestic wonder of the pyramids in Egypt causes us to wonder about the architects responsible for the designs. This is also true of the natural world, filled with beasts, birds, and insects. One insect in particular comes to mind when thinking about change, and that is the butterfly. The sight of butterflies reminds us of the initiation of spring, bringing with it feelings of hope and renewal. We often look at butterflies and enjoy their bright colors and the gentle ways they fly, but the butterfly has so much more to teach us. They do not have a long lifespan, averaging about 2 weeks for most species, but they are extremely busy while they are here. It is the butterfly which has a hand in pollinating flowers of many different types and colors, beautifying our world. They also help to balance out our environment, eating many weeds and helping us with pest control. The main job of the butterfly is to keep the species going, with the females laying 100 to 300 eggs on average. Then the cycle continues as the egg turns into a caterpillar, eating many leaves, and finally spinning for itself, the cocoon, chrysalis, where after about 2 or 3 weeks, it becomes a butterfly. Interestingly, research shows that butterflies can remember the lessons they learned while they were caterpillars. Discussion questions. 1. What lessons can we learn from the butterfly to help us understand God's purpose for our lives? 2. The sense of taste is in the feet of a butterfly. If a plant doesn't taste right, the butterfly moves on without eating it. How much time do we stay in unhealthy situations before moving on? 3. What are some of the messages that we might learn about God from the world around us? 4. From a spiritual perspective, what can be done to pass on the legacy of faith in God from generation to generation? 5. How can we share our faith in a generation which does everything via Zoom, FaceTime, Google Meets, etc.?